This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Carole King's 1971 album Tapestry is part of pop music history. It stayed on the Billboard album charts more than 5 years, longer than any other record by a female artist. Tapestry is one of the NPR 100, our list of the 100 most important American musical works of the 20th century, as selected by members of the NPR staff, artists, and listeners. Elizabeth Blair reports.
In February 1971, a powerful earthquake struck suburban Los Angeles. Not long after, Carole King's Tapestry was released.
So I don't know if people are giving me responsibility for having caused the earthquake, or else they think it was inspired by the earthquake, but whatever. I read For Whom the Bell Tolls by Ernest Hemingway. And when they speak about the earth moving, it's when they make love. And I figured, all right, I'll go with that.
Tapestry was Carole King's second solo album. Her first was called Carole King Writer, and until then, that's just what she'd been, a tunesmith, writing the melodies to lyrics by her husband, Jerry Goffin. Throughout the 1960s, King and Goffin were one of the most successful songwriting teams in the country, cranking out hit after hit. Locomotion for Little Eva, Up on the Roof for the Drifters, Natural Woman for Aretha Franklin, among dozens of others. Their first song to reach number one was Will You Love Me Tomorrow for the Shirelles. King was 19 years old. Not only did she write the music, she did the arrangement and played piano on the record. Though Carole King was known for writing songs for others, she also had a pretty good reputation in the industry as a singer because of the demo tapes she'd record of songs she wrote with Goffin. At the time, her publisher was Lou Adler.
She would play the piano, sing the lead, then to sing the backgrounds, and put on other piano parts to emulate strings or another instrument. And when I would send these around to the producers and A&R men of the different artists, I could never get them back. They liked them so much. They were like, within the industry, her demos were famous.
One of those demos, a song King and Goffin wrote for Bobby V, was released commercially in 1962. Carole King did little to promote It Might As Well Rain Until September. She says she was perfectly happy writing songs for other people and never aspired to become a solo artist. Then, in 1968, she and Goffin divorced.
In those days, I didn't really write lyrics. Didn't need to. After we got divorced, I needed to. And I really wondered if I could do it, but I guess I did.
Her first album got good reviews, but didn't sell particularly well. For Tapestry, Lou Adler, who stepped in to produce, says he wanted to capture the natural quality he'd heard on her demos.
And that was to try to do an album where you could visualize Carole King sitting at a piano, tying the piano to the artist, and having Carole do as much of the background vocals as possibly, and never getting too complicated with the instrumentation. It's a fairly simple recording.
So far away, doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. It doesn't help to know you're just time away.
Tapestry includes songs King wrote herself, several older tunes she wrote with Goffin, and two songs with words by a completely unknown lyricist named Tony Stern. Stern says she remembers clearly the day she wrote the words to It's Too Late, the record's biggest hit.
I was feeling rather blue, looking for love, not being able to find it. And the first line came to me, and the rest of the song just flowed. It flowed sequentially. There was hardly a rewrite in it that I can recall.
Tony would give me an entire lyric. It would be on the page. I would look at it, and music would come. Just from looking at the lyric, it suggested music.
It used to be so easy living here with you. You were light and breezy, and I knew just what to do. Now you look so unhappy, and I feel like a fool. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died, and I can't hide, and I just can't fake it.
For Carole King, the process of creating Tapestry was very different from sitting in a little office with her husband composing songs for other people. Tony Stern remembers writing lyrics, then going over to King's house, where the composer was trying to raise three kids.
I can just remember her, this is her third baby, just picking up that baby's bottom and slapping some olive oil on its bottom and just like writing songs with one hand and dressing up a baby with the next. And it was very, very funny for me. She's like playing the bass with her left hand and diapering a baby with her right.
Sometimes I wonder if I'm ever gonna make it home again. It's so far and out of sight.
Tapestry was recorded in just 3 weeks with a stripped-down band that included Joni Mitchell and James Taylor. King's everyday voice and personal lyrics connected with a huge audience. In its first year, Tapestry sold more than 7 million records. Lou Adler says people liked it because King came across as someone they could relate to.
She's a nice Jewish girl from Brooklyn. You know, she's a very nice girl. Her mother was a teacher and her father was a fireman.
Adler adds that one of the things listeners related to was the vulnerability Carole King projected in her songs. That came to be one of the hallmarks of the singer-songwriter era that King helped launch, along with James Taylor and Joni Mitchell. King says she was just trying to do what she'd always done, write basic pop songs.
I don't think I consciously tried to be simple. I gravitated towards simplicity and in melody, and it just has to make sense. There's a logic to melody. To explain it would be difficult. It would be like describing what an orange tastes like.
Sweet, pure, and simple. Songs that helped Tapestry sell more than 15 million copies worldwide to date. As one critic wrote, they aren't pop ephemera anymore. They're permanent parts of our culture. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Blair in Washington.
Before the day I met you, life was so unkind.